Biz Takeouts, the biz community marketing and media show on 2OV.fm.
Good morning. It is Thursday. It is Biz Takeouts, the marketing and media show, looking at industry leaders, topics, everything you need to know about marketing and media in South Africa and Africa. As always, I'm Warren Harding. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, what's on today's show? So we've got all the way from Australia, we've got the CEO of Effective Measure, and we're going to be chatting to Graham Plant, just kind of getting some insights as to what's happening with Effective Measure globally, how South Africa compares to other markets, what is the story with Effective Measure in other regions, what can we learn from them, and yeah, how are they evolving? But before we do that, let's get into our regular top stories of the day. From bizcommunity.com for the week of 24 August. Yes, right at the end of August. It's insane. But for the week, let's look at our top stories from bizcommunity.com. So the first one is from Bruce von Meltitz. He talks about social media customer care, a job for marketing or the call center. Interesting question. So he says, while most businesses today are employing some sort of social media strategy, many are still very slow to respond to customer support issues and complaints that come through this channel. Then he kind of looks at who's he thinks the slowness and the speed at which companies respond is based purely on not knowing whose responsibility it lies with. Is it marketing? Is it the call center? Kind of who's taking this objective? So some interesting thoughts there from Bruce. Go have a look at that on this community. Our second story from the day from the always awesome, always great Louise Marsden. She's got digital marketing disruption. Content marketing is the biggest trend. So she's saying the latest trends in digital marketing are disrupting every industry. And true digital integration should be able to predict the future of your business as big data is analyzed through predictive modeling. So she looks at some of the underlying five underlying digital marketing trends. So purchasing funnels have been blown away, and then it goes all the way up to the rise of big content, big data, all of that. Another interesting piece there from Louise. Our third story for the day, we've got Creative Spark expands to Sanson. Creative Spark, the five-year-old full-service digital marketing and development agency, has just opened up permanent offices in Sanson, Johannesburg. So well done and good luck and congratulations and all of that to Matt Buckland and the team. Nice to see Creative Spark growing and expanding their footprint. Nice for them. Go check them out. They're in Sanson. Our fourth story for the day, can a tweet enjoy copyright protection? So it says, this is from Werner Griffith, who says, Twitter is a free social networking site that allows its users to send messages or tweets which are limited to 140 characters or less to other Twitter users and to see the tweets by others by following them. Inevitably, as it always the case, when it comes to the sharing of thoughts and ideas, the question has arisen as to whether or not a tweet can be protected partially under the veil of copyright. So I know there's lots of stuff with the Twitter account, the Fat Jew, and his Instagram account. People are moaning about him stealing their material. He's got lots of funny images and things like that. So interesting thoughts here. Very topical. Go check it out. Some interesting thoughts there. Our last story for the day, as always, our featured job. This is communications manager in Joburg, Dunkeld. This is from a recruitment agency called Search Party. They say their client, a fantastic boutique communication agency with expertise in everything from social, digital, PR, communications, and advertising in general, are in search of a rock star all-rounder communication specialist. If that's you, go check it out on bizcommunity.com in the job section. Otherwise, you can go look for Search Party on Facebook. It's facebook.com/searchpartyrecruit. All the information's there. If that sounds like you, get onto it. Those jobs go quick. It's a decent position, communications manager. We're going to take a quick song from Honey Alcatip, Nobody Move, and then we're going to be back with Graham Plant, CEO of Effective Measure, all the way from Australia. And we're talking Effective Measure Global, the insights, the data, what can we learn. We will see you in a couple of minutes. We'll be right back.
Biz Takeouts, the Biz Community Marketing and Media Show on 2OV.FM.
So with us in studio, we've got Graham Plant, who is all the way from Australia, CEO of Effective Measure. So we obviously know Effective Measure in South Africa more as a measurement tool, part of the IAB, but we're obviously going to tap into Graham's mind today and kind of get the international perspective. So Graham, welcome to Biz Takeouts.
Thank you.
So I think in a nutshell, as I said, we know Effective Measure as part of the IAB and the measurement tool. In a nutshell, what is Effective Measure internationally? So how does it compare locally, and what is Effective Measure globally?
It's interesting. We did start off primarily in audience measurement, and our global footprint probably still represents that, but it does vary country to country. We're actually seeing quite specifically that our approach needs to be different country by country based on the level of sophistication of the consumer base, the advancement in the marketplace, and the performance of, and expectations, I guess, for a lot of the advertisers and publishers. For us now, I think we're becoming more of a data and insights business. The data itself is becoming more the asset. The insights are being driven out of that, becoming actionable. But it all emanated from measuring audience.
Okay. And obviously you're in South Africa. It's the first time I've seen you here. I don't know if it is your first time yet.
First trip.
How does the South African market compare to the international markets?
It's in some ways, I can see a lot of similarities to Australia and New Zealand, which is sort of my home base. There's probably areas where I think this market offers plenty of opportunity, and there's some areas with our offer that it hasn't taken off in the same way it has in other markets. As we look across into Asia, I can see some of the emerging markets rapidly growing and looking at space, and there's some similarities, like Indonesia.
Yeah.
And obviously, Middle East is our biggest base. There are some interesting parallels between them in different aspects of what we take to market.
Okay, and in terms of the growth opportunities in South Africa, where do you see, and I don't mean for Effective Measure growth, I mean for South Africans to actually grow using Effective Measure, where do you see those opportunities?
I think it's there is a rapidly growing consumer base online, which is obviously going to drive a lot of activity. The areas where we're seeing a lot of demand for our services, and certainly a lot of growth in digital, is native advertising, for example, by far the fastest growing, and the emergence of programmatic. And I think there are areas which will be real big significant offers in the South African market.
Cool. Well, it's funny, programmatic is becoming quite a hot topic on the show specifically. Like, it's becoming a bit of a buzzword. It's definitely raising a bit of awareness. How does that fit into Effective Measure? I'm guessing it's the whole data side?
Yeah. Certainly with, we look at it country by country, the way we approach it. But the data that we've got is how do we segment that and create it available in a programmatic sense to enable the imagery to be available. So the learnings from all our data, the integration of all the data that we collect, how do we actually take that to market so that it benefits publishers?
Yeah.
And also, too, it actually educates advertisers on the types of data. The key driver of what makes it successful is the taxonomies and the descriptors of the data.
Cool, makes sense. And then we're obviously talking about data. And still in my head, I see Effective Measure as measurement, but it's definitely the bigger data play. What insights are you guys generating in other markets, and of those insights, which are South Africa not producing and should be producing?
I think we've got a more broader approach in some of the other markets we participate. And what's really interesting, I think, which makes what we do a little bit different to others, is the behavioural attributes which we can capture and apply to the consumer base. So we're actually picking up and being able to identify that demographics are really interesting, and they're looking at a profile, but they don't necessarily provide lead indicators into what brands a consumer will actually buy or how they'll behave to certain offers.
Yeah.
And so how do we bring those attributes and then put them into our data, and also to leverage it from the audience measure?
Cool. And looking forward, what is Effective Measure's plan for Africa as a continent?
We see a lot of opportunity, and it's been quite encouraging since being here that the opportunities that we're seeing, I think, are quite significant. There is a large... We started with a focus on emerging markets and how we would grow, and that was our focus when we launched. And looking at where some of the countries, neighbouring countries, if you like, like South Africa are at. They're ripe now to actually really take off and grow and create a whole new generation of consumers we can target.
Cool. And in terms of the South African, so you said you're meeting the South African kind of the agency people, the publishers and all of that. Where do you think, okay, so in my head I'm still going, publishers sign up to Effective Measure because they're getting that audience. Mm-hmm. Why should the brands and that be signing up with Effective Measure? Well, what are the benefits for them?
Yeah, I think it's probably taking measuring is one thing, turning those into insights which you can action is kind of the key.
Yeah.
So we do a lot more campaign effectiveness and campaign impact studies and a lot of research, bespoke projects where we're really trying to drive down to the motivations behind the actions. Mm-hmm. So when we do the measurement, that's great. The next question is, so what can I do with that insight that now I've got? And what actually drove those insights in the first place?
Yeah, well, that's all. The data's nothing without the insights and
absolutely
kind of making decisions and affecting business, which I find a lot of companies gather data, but don't actually do anything with it. So
no, it's a fair point. I think the education, and it's always where I've worked even from my other roles, is data into information to insights, insights to action. And that's kind of the four steps.
Cool, makes perfect sense. And then in terms of the future of Effective Measure, so not just looking at Africa globally, what's the evolution of Effective Measure? Where are you guys going?
I think we'll see a lot more activity around segmentation. Some of the products that we've built are now in profiling, segmentation, modeling, creating personas around the digital consumer and what they do. And then that is going to create more drive into programmatic, and it'll sort of feed into that entire advertising ecosystem.
Cool, makes perfect sense. Last question before you run, contact details if someone wants to get hold of you or find out more about Effective Measure globally, in South Africa, Africa, where do they go?
The best place is go to the website, effectivemeasure.com.
Cool.
And it'll have the contact details there for both myself and everyone else in the business as well. And some interesting information you can download.
Cool. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Enjoy the rest of your time in South Africa, and we'll hope to see you soon.
Cheers. Thanks again.
Cool. Thank you. Cheers, Graham. Bye-bye.
Biz Takeouts, the Biz Community Marketing and Media Show on 2OV.fm.
And that has been our show for the day. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, I'm Warren Harding. Go check us out on Twitter at BizWazza or online at www.biztakeouts.com or bizcommunity.com. All the podcasts, all the marketing and media news you need to know, all there. We will see you next week, same time, same place. Until then, look after yourself.